On that first Christmas so long ago, God risked something big for something good. That risk that God took happened a long time ago, but it was a long time in coming as well. Our scripture passages tonight are designed in part to give us a sense of the expanse of time and history. Isaiah, the prophet, wrote some 700 years before the birth of Jesus, and he anticipated that event, expecting a Savior, a Messiah, a godly leader to come. And using the language, calling him a shoot from the stump of Jesse, a branch from the line of King David. The prophet Micah wrote some 700 years before Jesus' birth, but he's interested in our reading from chapter 5 about the place that the Messiah, this godly leader, would be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. 700 years was a long time for the people to wait for the Messiah to come, but it was just a tip of the iceberg for how long God had to wait for that moment. You see, in John's gospel, we see that the story in chapter 1 of the Word become flesh, the Savior, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the one the people had been waiting so long for, the one that God had been waiting so long to bring into the world. Well, the Word become flesh. God waited a really long time for events to line up in the right way that God might become flesh and enter the world. So the point is that Christmas was a long time ago, that first one. But it was an even longer time still leading up to that moment where God waited for everything to come together in just this way. And it was on that first Christmas that God took a big risk. Why was it a risk? Because the world then also had its own Aleppos and Mosuls and Fergusons. It was a risk because the world then had its own prejudices and xenophobia. It was a risk then because the world also had its own politics of hatred and division. It was a risk because the world then, like now, was filled with abundant violence. So with the world as it was then, God decided to take a risk and to come in the form of a vulnerable, impoverished child exposed to all the hatreds and cruelties of the world. Why? Why would God risk that? It seems almost foolish. Here's how I put it together, why God would risk something like that. I think first and foremost, God was motivated by love. I think God was motivated by love to the point that God was willing to take a risk to put the Word become flesh into our hands. We created ones who were likely to reject Him and to murder Him. And I think God was motivated by love to put God's self vulnerably into our hands, but because for some reason that I don't understand, that was how God was going to save us. So why did God take such a risk on that first Christmas day? Because God was willing to risk something big for something good for all of us and each of us. So in that first Christmas a long time ago, that's what God did, which brings a question or two for us. A question not of what God did, but of what we're going to do. God did that on the first Christmas, but what are we going to do on the Christmas that's coming in just a little while and for every day afterwards? What are we willing to do for love? Are we willing as followers of the vulnerable one to become vulnerable ourselves? Are we willing to risk something big in our lives for something good too? Who would have thought there was hard and challenging and dangerous questions like these to be asked and answered at the manger? But there are. There's hard and challenging and dangerous questions, especially at the manger. And because they're hard and challenging and dangerous, I offer all of us this blessing to take with us as we leave tonight. It's a blessing from the great William Sloan Coffin, who said this: "Dear ones, may God grant us grace enough not to sell ourselves short. Grace enough to risk something big for something good. Grace enough to remember that the world is too dangerous now for anything but truth, and too small for anything but love. May God grant us minds to think with, mouths to speak with, hands to work with, and may God set our hearts on fire tonight and every night. Merry Christmas to all of you. Amen."